Weekly on Adventures in Odyssey.
I was always told that both my parents were lost on an anthropological expedition in the rainforests of Zaire in Africa. I was only 7.
My parents may still be alive.
I have but a single piece of evidence. This.
What is it?
A fax received by Around the World Missions.
Look, the fax is signed L.M.
Leonard Meltzer?
Precisely.
I've got Around the World Missions on the line.
I was the one who authorized sending you and Katrina to Africa.
So you're saying that my father didn't write my name on this?
No, he didn't.
So my father hasn't been trying to communicate with me after all? In fact, he may not know anything about me?
Well, he may not.
So in essence, I'm right back where I started.
The family thing you talked about in Sunday school, Mr. Whitaker.
We're collecting things to give to some families in the community, Grady.
Why?
Oh, it's just a small way to do what Jesus told us to do.
Oh, you mean like in the lesson you taught?
Yes, yes, that's right, Matthew 25. But the Adoptive Family Project is only part of it. There's also a dinner to benefit the homeless tomorrow here at Wits End.
But how does all this work?
Well, Connie's delivering the boxes to the families this afternoon. Hand Up is in charge of sorting everything,
Mr.
and
Whitaker,
that's...
Mr. Whitaker.
Just a minute, Grady. At the counter, Eugene.
Mr. Whitaker, oh, pardon me, I didn't mean to interrupt.
That's all right.
But now that I have interrupted, might I speak to you privately? It's rather urgent.
Oh, sure, sure. Grady, we'll talk more about this later. Hmm?
Okay.
Thanks, Grady. Sorry.
No problem.
Let's go back in the kitchen, Eugene.
Of course, of course.
So what's going on?
I was searching for any last-minute items that I could contribute to the Adopt-A-Family collection and decided to look through the box of my parents' effects that I keep in my office.
Okay, huh?
And I happened upon this book.
A Beginner's Guide to Zaire.
Indeed. Notice the singed edges?
Yes, that's odd.
Of course, I had seen this book a multitude of times before, but it suddenly struck me that my parents probably wouldn't own a book like this. They'd been to Zaire many times. It was called Zaire then, but it's now called the Congo. In any case, they certainly would not have needed an elementary-grade handbook about the region. As I picked it up, this fell from its pages.
A ticket stub?
A train ticket.
Huh.
Notice the destination?
Kindu, Zaire.
Katrina and I visited there on our way to the Ashantis. It's mere miles from the village where my father was last seen. And not only that, notice the map in the back of the book?
Yes, yes. What am I looking for?
Isn't it painfully obvious? A location is circled.
Yes, I see a circle, but there's no town there.
Exactly. It's out in the jungle. But Mr. Whitaker, this circle is in the precise location where my parents were being held hostage.
Hi, this is Chris. We're just getting ready for a time of wonder, excitement, and discovery. So why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey.
Could it mean?
Well, it may be a bit presumptive on my part, Mr. Whitaker, but my guess is that this person, whoever he or she was, traveled to Africa to try to rescue my missing parents.
Rescue your parents?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how do you figure that? For all we know, this person could have been involved in their kidnapping. Or he could have been an archaeologist who knew about the dig.
I thought of both of those possibilities, Mr. Whitaker,
uh-huh.
but look at the date on the ticket.
Yeah.
The train was set to depart a few weeks after I was told that my parents were lost in the dig. Now, that would preclude the possibility of this person being part of the kidnapping, as it had already occurred.
Yeah.
And this dig was very secretive, so it's doubtful that another archaeologist even knew about it.
Mm, yeah. And this all happened when you were 7, correct?
Indeed.
How would this person know where your parents were?
An excellent question.
And who could it have been?
Another good question. There's no name on the ticket.
And how did a train ticket from this mystery person end up in a box in your office?
You're 3 for 3, Mr. Whitaker. For answers, I need to talk to the owners of said box.
Your foster parents.
Indeed.
Yeah.
We'll see if they have any information. Mr. Whitaker, I have what some might call a hunch.
Well, what is it?
It's a colloquial term. It means an intuitive feeling or premonition.
I meant, what is your hunch?
Oh yes, well, I was thinking, what if my father created this map 20 years ago? What if he somehow contacted someone on the outside to help him escape from his imprisonment in Africa?
That's possible, I suppose.
It's very possible. The Meltzner family resourcefulness is legendary, if I may say so myself. Which means, perhaps my father contacted this very same person after he left Africa last year.
Eugene, I hope you realize that what you just suggested is a huge long shot.
Mr. Whitaker, at this point I'll take any shot I can get. Just think of the implications. If I'm right, finding out to whom this ticket belongs could be a key element to finding my father.
Longer, Mom. I'm bored.
Grady, we drive to the job center every Monday, and every time you tell me how bored you are. Play with your sister.
She's sleeping.
Then look out the window.
Fine. Hey, there's that guy again.
Who?
The guy standing by the park bench. He must be cold. Why doesn't he go home?
I'm guessing that he's homeless.
You mean he actually lives in the park?
Could be.
He never told me that.
What do you mean?
When I talked to him, I said that I liked his baseball cap, and he said...
When did you talk to him?
When Mrs. Frawley was watching us in the park a few days ago.
Grady!
What?
What if I told you about talking to strangers?
He's not a stranger. I see him all the time.
That doesn't mean he's not a stranger.
But he was so nice. He really has to live in the park?
I'm only guessing, but maybe.
That's terrible. Hey, can we adopt him?
Can we what?
They're doing this adoptive family thing at church.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, so can he sleep in my room?
Your room?
If we're going to adopt him, he's going to need a place to sleep.
Grady, when they talked about adopting people at your church, I doubt that they meant literally.
We can't adopt him literally?
No.
Why not?
It's something you might not understand until you're older.
Why do adults always say that when they don't want to tell you the real reason? You have to do something.
I'm sure that your church just wants to help people in the community.
So can we at least do that?
Sure. We'll put together a few things and give to adopt a family.
Great. You can sleep in the bathtub.
No.
Well, thank you very much. No, I understand.
Eugene?
Oh, come in, Mr. Whitaker. We'll talk soon. Farewell.
The Burnetts couldn't help you, huh?
No. They don't know to whom the ticket belongs or how it came to be in the box.
Hmm.
But how can I expect them to remember? It's probably been in there for 20 years.
Well, in that case, Eugene, I've got some good news.
I could use some.
I've got a friend in the Department of State office in Chicago. Now, she thought they might have a passenger list for that train.
Oh.
Now, we could go up there tomorrow or perhaps this afternoon.
This afternoon, of course.
Did I even need to ask?
Grady!
There.
What are you doing? What is all this stuff?
I'm doing what you said, putting together stuff to give to adoptive family.
You're giving away all of these things.
Yep. Mr. Whitaker gave us a lesson on this. You think they'll take my bed, too?
Your bed? Where will you sleep?
I don't really need it. I can sleep on the floor. But the guy in the park could use it.
I think we'll keep your bed.
Oh, man.
Ooh, what is my electric mixer doing in here?
What do you need a mixer for? Don't we have any big spoons?
And your special blankets in the pile. You have had that since you were 2. You're not giving that away.
Mom, I'm 9. I'm grown up, and I don't need a special blanket anymore.
Maybe not, but still.
I got Sam to give away all our stuffed animals, too.
Where's Samantha now?
She's up in your room. She's going through your clothes.
What?
You don't really need 3 pairs of shoes, do you?
All right. Slow down.
What?
Sit.
Uh-oh. Are you mad?
Not at all. I'm proud of you for wanting to help. But when I said that we could give to adopt a family, I didn't mean that we would give away everything we own.
This isn't everything. This is just stuff we don't need.
Remember, we aren't the only ones giving. It'll seem like a lot more with all the donations together. So let's just pick a few things to give and put the rest back.
So you're saying we can't give away the kitchen table?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Samantha, we've got to put the table back!
Welcome to Chicago, Whit.
Oh.
It's been a while since we've seen you around these parts.
Yeah, it certainly has, Diane. And thank you for agreeing to meet us on such a short notice.
Anything for you, Whit. We still owe you for you-know-what with you-know-who, you-know-when.
Well, that was my pleasure. I'd never been to you-know-where. Let me introduce Eugene Meltzer.
Greetings and salutations.
Nice to meet you. So, you wanted the Overseas Archive?
Yes, and you know why.
What?
Well, just playing the game here.
Yeah, well, I hope we have what you're looking for. Follow me.
Anything?
No, I'm afraid not. At least nothing that relates to that train.
You know, Mr. Whittaker, I've forgotten how much research of this sort excites me. I've been cooling my proverbial heels for so long, it feels good to finally be pursuing a lead, even a long shot.
Oh, you haven't been cooling your heels, Eugene. I've never seen you as busy as you've been lately.
But at times it feels like I've made no progress. For months now, we haven't had a single clue. All I've been able to do is pray.
That's all you've been able to do, huh?
Oh, well, I understand the importance of prayer in this circumstance, Mr. Whittaker, but I believe there are also times when God wants us to take action.
Oh, I agree completely.
And now God has given me a clue, and I'm acting on it.
I'm glad, Eugene. I don't believe that God would want you to sit on your hands, but keep one thing in mind.
Hmm?
If your dad wants to stay hidden, you trying to find him could prove dangerous.
Well, I've thought of that as well. But I can't quit, Mr. Whittaker. He's my father.
Oh, I'm not saying to quit. I'm only saying to be careful.
Sage counsel indeed, but...
What?
I found it.
What?
The file for the train trip.
Oh.
The dates match.
Well, let's see.
It's a rather thick file. Here, start looking through this half.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, here's a passenger list.
Oh, do any of the names stand out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, the last name on the list.
Michael
Mushnick.
Yeah, isn't that your mother's maiden name?
Mushnick, yeah. Yes, Michael was my great-uncle.
Great-uncle? I didn't even know you had a great-uncle.
Well, like much of my family history, my knowledge of him is very limited. I do know that I stayed with him before I went to my foster parents. After that, there was some unknown tragedy, but I never got the details.
Oh, my word.
What?
Look at this newspaper headline.
Train crashes in Kindu. Good heavens.
Eugene, everyone aboard that train died.
If you're like me, you've already figured out that you were born to make a difference, hardwired to change the world. Problem is, it's not always easy to know where to start. I mean, you've got this big dream, but it's a little blurry, out of focus, you know? Maybe you should check out the Focus Institute.
The Institute has helped me, in a very real sense, define my calling.
Imagine spending a semester in a classroom with other students who care about the same stuff you do. But everything you're learning is completely relevant to your life and the relationships you're forming.
I really have been surprised that we all have the deep common goal of Christ. And so I've made friends that I will keep for a lifetime here.
The Focus on the Family Institute, a world-class education and a life-changing experience. It may be just what you need to give your dreams focus and to jumpstart your world-changing plans. You can find more information and download the student application form at focusinstitute.org. That's focusinstitute.org.
Thanks again, Diane.
No problem, Whit. See you in June about July.
I wouldn't miss it. Well, that was certainly interesting, though I'm not sure where it leads us.
Interesting, though confusing. The mantra for anything connected with this investigation.
Do you have any theories on why your uncle could have been in Africa?
None whatsoever. Perhaps we should stop at my foster parents' house on the way back. At least to tell them what happened to Michael. They knew of his death, but I doubt they know the circumstances.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
In addition, it's possible that they'll have more information once they know it's connected to Michael. This path may yet lead to my father.
Ooh, don't take your hat off, Grady. It's cold out here.
But we're almost inside.
Almost, but not quite.
But you weren't wearing a hat. Why do I have to wear one and you don't?
It's something you'll understand when you're older.
I'm going to be really smart when I'm older, huh?
Ooh, what's this?
It's a box.
I can see that, Grady. I didn't order anything. I wonder what it's for.
It's for me.
What?
See? It says Grady McKay and family.
Oh.
And there's a note. Dear Mrs. McKay.
Well, that'll be for me then. Mrs. McKay, this box has been put together especially for your family by Odyssey Community Church. We are praying for you. Oh, how nice.
No!
What's wrong?
You know what this means? They were collecting stuff for us. We're an adoptive family.
So we found that Michael died on that train in Africa.
My goodness, that's terrible. All we knew was that it happened overseas.
And the State Department told you that?
Well, yes. Oh, they didn't give much detail. But then again, we didn't ask for much. Hmm. We barely knew Michael. Are you sure you don't want something to eat?
We ate on the way.
I'm really not hungry.
Oh, you look awfully thin, Eugene. Isn't that wife of yours feeding you?
Well, of course she is.
Well, let me fix you both something.
Oh, Mrs. Burnett, you really don't have to.
Nonsense. I'll start the pot boiling.
If you insist.
Thank you, Mrs. Burnett.
Now, you two just have a seat at the table.
Yeah.
Now, you say you didn't know much about Michael. Then the question still remains... How did that map and train ticket end up in the box of my parents' things? It was in a book about Zaire.
Well, come to think of it, after Michael passed away, the State Department did mail us his effects, since you were the next of kin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, it wasn't much. A couple of books and a few clothes,
I know.
If I remember.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that Zaire book must have been in there.
Yes, it was.
Frank wanted to just toss it, but my mother always told me to save everything, since you never knew
when
you
might need it. I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, like that egg beater thing I kept, and you used it for your sixth grade experiment
on the ocean tides. Well, I'm very grateful for your saving of the egg beater and Michael's things, though I still can't fathom why he was going to Africa in the first place. How could he have known that my parents were still alive?
I don't think I can help you there, Eugene. Michael didn't get much information when he came by the house.
What?
Do you prefer spaghetti or tortellini?
Spaghetti. But Michael came here?
Oh, sure did. He came by one time to tell us that he was going on a trip.
A trip?
Marinara or Alfredo.
Marinara. Why would he tell you that?
Well, I'm not sure if I should say, Eugene. You seem a bit agitated.
Well, I'm fine, really.
Well, you don't seem fine.
No, honestly, I'm perfectly all right.
Because I can usually identify people that are fine, and you don't seem to be one of them.
Mrs. Burnett.
Oh, he's fine, really. Trust me.
Oh, well, see? Fine. He wanted to take you with him, but he wouldn't say where he was going, so we said no.
Michael wanted to take me with him.
Yes.
Then, if it hadn't been for you, I would have been on that train.
Yes. Yes.
I would have died in that crash as well.
If you're looking for something fun to do, you'll find it at witsend.org. You'll get the latest Odyssey news, scoops, and reviews. Just about everything you need to know about Adventures in Odyssey is on witsend.org. Log on today.
Something in here. Perhaps this soap dish means something. Maybe my father was trying to give me a clue. Or maybe this jewelry box.
Good morning, Eugene.
Oh, greetings, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, have you found anything new?
No. And now I'm beginning to feel that our whole investigation yesterday was worthless.
Oh?
Well, the information we learned was interesting. I don't really see how any of it is going to help me find my father now. All of it occurred over 20 years ago.
Well, it might help in ways you don't expect.
Hmm.
How many times have you gone through this box since you found that ticket?
Well, too many. I didn't realize you could get splinters from cardboard. Look at that.
Oh, ouch.
Hmm.
I've never seen this picture. Are these your parents?
Indeed.
It's certainly true what I've heard people say. You look exactly like your father. Mm. I think the only difference is that his hair is brown.
And he has a scar on his right cheek. Mm. Oh, and his mustache. My attempt at that never quite worked out.
Now, who is this with him?
Oh, that's Dalton Kern. He was my parents' mentor. Taught my father everything he knew.
Yes, yes, I've heard of him. He's quite a well-known archaeologist. Mm. You know, I did a bit of research myself, by the way.
Oh.
The newspaper article in the State Department wasn't very complete, so I called a friend at a newspaper in the Congo to fax us a more detailed article about the crash. Here.
Mr. Whitaker, you just happen to have a friend at a newspaper in the Congo?
Yes, why?
Never mind. It's awfully kind of him. Do you suppose it would be improper etiquette to fax a thank you note back to them?
Well, no, I don't think so.
Well, then I'll send it shortly. This is their fax number at the top?
Well, actually, no. The newspaper stores its archives in Johannesburg. So this fax number is in Johannesburg.
Oh, well, I'll just look it up later. Now, this article...
So the newspaper in the Congo faxed my request to Johannesburg, and Johannesburg faxed this to me.
I heard you the first time, Mr. Whitaker.
Well, now this... Eugene.
Yes?
You still have that fax from your father?
Well, the one he sent to the missions board?
Yes. There were two copies. The one the missions board faxed to us, and the original.
Well, both of them are in your office.
Yes. Now I have a hunch. Come on. Aha! I knew it. Look closely at both fax numbers, Eugene.
Huh?
The one on your original from your father doesn't match the copy that Around the World Missions sent me.
You're right!
Your father sent a fax to Around the World Missions. And then, when they sent it on to you, his number must have been erased.
How could I have missed this? It's been staring me in the face for weeks. Let me see that again.
Yeah.
My goodness.
What?
Did you look closely at the fax number in the original?
No.
Mr. Whitaker, it's a Connellsville number. My father was only a few miles away.
Sounds like Eugene is hot on the trail of finding his father. Stay tuned for scenes from the season finale of Adventures in Odyssey. Meanwhile, if you ever want to write to us, our address is Adventures in Odyssey, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80995. Or in Canada, write to Box 9800, Vancouver, BC, B6B4G3. And when you do, don't forget to ask how you can get a copy of today's episode. It's called A Time for Action. And be sure to visit us on the web at witsend.org. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. A Time for Action was written by Nathan Hoopler and directed by Marshall Younger. Our sound designer was Glenn Montjoy, with music by John Campbell. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger, Julianne Busher, Pat Floor, and Jordan Orr, with Will Ryden as Eugene. Our producers were Marshall Younger and Bob Hoos. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us for our next adventure.
He just came in and said he had to send a fax for someone.
It appears that my father didn't send the fax at all. I feel as though I'm in the midst of a proverbial mirage. Whenever I get close, the thing I'm after disappears.
Oh, I'm sorry, Eugene.
It's the answer. It's the missing piece I've been trying to find for what feels like an eternity.
Be sure to keep listening for more Adventures in Odyssey. Hi, this is Chris.
And this is Harlow.
We always love hearing what you think of our show.
Yep.
In fact, sometimes we might just walk up to you and ask.
So, what do you think of the show?
Well, we have really enjoyed Odyssey for many years. Oftentimes we will spend family nights sitting around just listening to Odysseys and working a puzzle or whatever.
It's part of our ritual Saturday mornings. We make pancakes and we listen to Odyssey and we laugh about the stories.
We've traveled with Odyssey and it's always been, instead of how many more miles, Mom, it's how many more Odyssey tapes, Mom or Dad, till we get there.
Love to have two or three Odysseys in the car all the time.
And sometimes I've actually referred back to an Odyssey episode and said, well, how did... what did Witt say about that, or how was the situation handled, and do you think it was a good way to handle it?
The Underground Railroad, many interesting discussions out of that one, and just what was the whole Civil War about? How would we react if we were in their shoes at that time?
So many of those types of discussions have been generated.
I listen to Odyssey every night when I go to sleep.
Well, my family's used Odyssey tapes and CDs so much the kids can quote them back to me.
I really like Odyssey, and I've memorized lots of the shows.
And they're learning, even though they may not realize they're learning, great moral lessons and things that they can apply in their everyday life.
Best radio drama ever made.
We love Odyssey!
We appreciate your comments. Keep those cards and letters coming in.